We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's okay for you to celebrate a win, but little Johnny's
control
over there.
Control the other kid.
We played hopscotch when we were kids.
I used to swim naked with him in the local water.
So if you don't have your quarterback out there, everything else kind of stagnates.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here.
So if you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life.
Great.
Because I'm giving up mine.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
No, Matt, trying to get slick, Molly.
Ass with always ass. I mean, I know I'm associated with Walt Disney, but damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
Hey-o!
Julian Edelman is one of the guys that is just through years of conversation here and there where guys, you know.
You're telling me that people have been thinking this way about Julian for a long time?
Julian Edelman's been, there's a lot of people that, yes, they've been suspect of Julian Edelman.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Telling you, all this stuff is just falling apart. I mean, and I bought in. I don't know about you guys. Last 18 years, no days off. Right? No days off. Every day's a day off.
That is a whole new meaning now, doesn't it?
Every day's a day off.
Not only you're going to have, I'm going to make it even better for you guys. Not only are you going to have a couple days off, but you're going to have a day of fun.
It's unbelievable.
A day of fun. Carnivals.
Cornhole.
I always think of the end of Grease. You know that scene at the end of Grease?
Yeah.
You know, and they all, like, you know, senior year, they all go out. Hey, what are you going to do? Yeah, they go down to Ferris wheel. Yeah, we'll be together. Like, dabba dabba dooby dabba dabba dooby 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 dooby. That whole thing, and then somebody comes up in, like, this tight black, you know, spandex and, like, smoking a cigarette like you thought, and it's Brady. No days off makes no sense anymore.
I just
no days off.
I tried for all three of us. I just went in there with Joey. I said, Joey, how about it? All days off. And he was preoccupied. I don't know what's going on, but preoccupied.
You know what, though? There's nothing. You guys just overreacted. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to read. You guys are just, so what? No days off. Fine. Okay, so they had a couple days off. You know, you want to give up my life to compete against me because I give up mine or give up your life, whatever the quote was. Fine,
Tom. Life for a life.
I get it. A life for a life. Does any of it mean, you know, OTAs are so important. This is why we're so good, because we're all here together.
Yeah.
What is going on down there?
Doesn't mean anything.
A day of cornhole, then two days off. I tell you what's going on. Why am I even having OTAs if my quarterback ain't here? Like, what the hell can we accomplish? I got Danny Etling chucking the freaking ball in the stands. I'm not getting anything done with him. Hoyer can't throw the ball 15 yards, beyond 15. He's got nothing whatsoever for an arm. What are we accomplishing? Tom, you want to go golfing with Phil Mickelson? You go golf with Phil Mickelson, because I tell you what, we can't practice if you're not here.
I heard a bunch of different.
You're going to compete against me.
Oh, yeah, Warrior Spirit. Not anymore.
Wait a minute. Maybe this is a Bill Belichick cryptic message. Exactly what Lou's saying. Okay. Brady wants to skip. Gronk wants to skip. I tell you what. We'll skip the whole workout.
This is him cutting off his nose to spite his face.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to give anybody any work. How are you going to like that now, Tom?
Hey,
nobody's going to be ready. Okay, you want to be that way? Okay, fine.
Sorry, I have to
nobody's going to get any work
I have
done.
To come up with a take before 10.
Nobody's going to get developed. Nobody's going to get any better. Your decision, Tom.
I'll show you.
You wanted to go, Viva Las Vegas. Ooh,
I'll show
go
you.
Play golf.
Yep.
Team can't get better. That's it. You know, we're trying to get better over here, but our freaking quarterback is out there at U.S. Open hitting drives down the middle.
Yep.
Oh, was this kid his caddy?
No.
I cannot confirm that. No, I think it's a little too small.
Did they have a sidecar so, like, Giselle and the kids could follow him so he can hang out with the family?
Is he still wearing
You did great, honey.
Is he still wearing a hideous shirt? I love Giselle.
Oh, stop it. People are in love, okay? Stop it.
No, people tell each other they're in love.
Oh, you show it, too.
Hold on. Honey.
Do you think he wanted to wear that shirt? He was forced to wear that shirt.
I think there's a lot of things he does now that he doesn't want to do.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah, I think there's a lot of things. Just like you. Just like me. Just like Lou. act like you're the master of your domain. No, you are not.
It's just there's people like the excuses that you make. Your holes are ripped in left and right. Oh, he's going to spend time with his family. What's wrong? He can't spend time with his family? He's out golfing.
No, now their dad's job has finished, and now actually they're really happy because they get more of their dad. You know, they never get their dad.
Heard it from Vanessa's wife.
Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson.
Maybe Giselle's throwing it out there. They're like, you know, you need to spend more quality time with me in the offseason. You got to change it up. Okay, cool. Honey, I'm going to go golfing in New York. I'll see you later. Like, what? What is off. No days off. Woo-hoo. You know what? We're going to go cornhole. We're going to take two more. Here we go. Last three days are off.
I'm with Lou. I'm convinced it's all garbage. All of this stuff is day by day, and what are we dealing with, and what is the mood today, and what that's what's going on.
See, the end of camp, and that's it's funny because it is like that last day of camp before everybody takes that like long break, right? There's really nothing going on. It is a long break.
6 weeks.
It feels like it's like the end of the year, school year. What are you doing for the summer? What are you doing for the summer? Hey, am I going to see you again? You know, what's going on? Everybody's happy as hell because they don't have to work anymore. No one's telling them what to do because the next time someone will be able to tell them what to do is when they show up in July, end of July, when camp really starts. So it's a celebration.
Christian, I get it. It's a little different probably than school where you take, you know, field trips to Canobie Lake Park or whatever in the last day.
Let's go on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. I get that. I get that.
Edelman.
But
let's go on the Ferris wheel. Oh, my God. Who's going to do pie in the face? Who wants to? Who's going to be in the kissing booth? Who is it? Hey, Guerrero, come over here.
But here's what you can't do. You can't sit there and preach to us. No days off. And this is what we do.
It doesn't even mean that
anymore.
And we
know.
Everybody gets a day off.
Because we work every single day. We never take a day off. That's why we're better than everybody else. Because you're doing that. And John Harbaugh yesterday, what did he talk about? I don't know whether it was a dig at the Patriots or what the hell it was.
So if you don't have your quarterback out there, everything else kind of stagnates. And I don't think you get the offseason or training camp as you would.
I think the last part of that was, and if you don't have your quarterback, why should you even practice? I mean, did you get that part, Paul?
Seriously.
The last part of that's the number one thing. It gives us a chance to really get to where we need to go. The fact that our quarterback's out there.
If you don't have your quarterback, you might as well just take the day off.
Or play cornhole.
You didn't get that part?
Or play cornhole.
Quarterback is out there, and he's healthy, and he's playing well, and he's on target.
Yep.
He's throwing the ball well.
Yep.
He's running the offense.
Sure is.
Allows everything else to develop.
Sure does.
Did you find that one?
Paul?
I'm looking for it.
No. I'm almost positive he said that. If you don't have your quarterback, and it's so important, hey, you might as well just take the whole week off.
What's your John Harbaugh impression? Just throw it out there. No, Paul can't find it. Just throw it out there.
No.
He's right about that. Is he not? So here's the deal. Is there not pressure? You said this yesterday, Christian. Is there not pressure right now on Tom Brady to literally take all of these people, all of these receivers, all these young kids to Montana?
Yes.
No.
Yes. He should. I do think he should open up the invitation a little bit.
Well, he has to.
Who's he got left?
Well, I'm just saying, there's no
Gold. You're gonna waste all those reps on Edelman, who was not even going to be there for the first 4 weeks.
It can't be just Edelman and Gronk.
No,
right?
Hoag's got an invite. Right. Hoag's is in the house.
Oh, I see what it
Jordan
is.
Matthews. Well, Jordan Matthews.
I was going to say all the white guys.
No, Jordan Matthews should be in the house. Jordan Matthews should be in the house. Right? Kenny Britt. Maybe. I don't know. Is he done? I have no idea.
I would leave Correll Patterson.
He's hurt, isn't he?
I would leave Patterson.
Well, he might not even be a receiver.
Malcolm Mitchell. I mean, the young guys don't belong there.
Why not?
You're not invited.
What do you mean?
You haven't earned anything. No, you're not going.
You can't live that life.
No, yeah. You're not about that life yet.
You're not about that life.
You're not invested yet. Nope. We can't waste our time with you.
Nope. Can't do it.
Earn it somewhere else. Go to like some, you know, training academy or something like that. I don't know. Go Dwayne Allen. Here's the guys that need to go, honestly. Dwayne Allen should get an invite.
Listen, he's looking at Dwayne Allen saying, listen, we tried last year. I ain't throwing you the ball, okay? I ain't throwing you the ball.
Why would I waste time throwing you the
football in Montana when I ain't going to throw you the ball in the season?
You know what's worse? You know what I think they'll do? He's like, yeah, you know, they're going to like somehow like act like they're not going at all. Oh, you know, we're not even going. Oh, you guys aren't going? We were going to invite you. No, I canceled the whole thing.
And then somehow
it's like, you know, he's going to see somebody going to mistakenly Instagram a picture. And he's going to find out about what he's working out in Foxborough.
That was from last year.
Oh, the timestamp on that is totally different. I don't know. Edelman's in Chicago. Body issue.
Going on here.
Tell you what, you can hide in Montana. Where he is, you can hide. Nobody will find out where you are.
If you're at this state, I don't know what it's like in Montana. It's like family. It's like the kids there. The chefs are there. Guerrero's obviously there. I mean,
you take
sure
your chef with you on vacation?
If I'm him?
No, you. Do you?
I am my chef. A jar of peanut butter and jelly and maybe some, you know, day-old bread.
I love this. He takes his chef on vacation.
Well, do you don't think he takes his chef?
Of course
who's
he does.
Cooking, who's cooking in that? Who's cooking in that family on a regular basis? Oh, they want to act like they're not pampered, but they're pampered.
Well, Giselle's designing T-shirts. She doesn't have the time to cook.
I think we should all get one of those T-shirts because I love Giselle also.
Yeah.
For different reasons, obviously. Yeah.
Don't we all? So yesterday was what? Some type of Valentine's Day? What? Argentina Valentine's? Brazil Valentine's? What was
it? It's Beso de Maya.
Who did what? Did what?
The kiss of the day or something like that.
The kiss of the day.
I'm totally making that up. I have no idea.
Smack something. I don't know some language.
Sounds like a good holiday.
So this is where. So in this holiday, this is where guys totally lose it and they just have to wear like shirts like that because that. I mean, and they. I hate to make fun of Tom Brady, but
this offseason is going to be about my family.
See the whole outfit.
But here's the thing. He's already told you what this offseason was about. Now, you guys are downplaying it, or actually, Lou is mocking it. Like, just because he's golfing doesn't mean it's not about his family.
No, that's not what Monica was.
There.
Monica wasn't.
Monica was business. There's a pie chart. There's a pie chart. Follow the pie chart.
Let me see it. You still have the pie chart? You throw it out.
See, you don't golf, right? No. No, you don't golf. There isn't a man out there that goes, golfing for his family.
Because I have kids. So when I started having multiple kids, and it went from one to two to three.
Who has a kid?
You only have one.
I agree.
He only has one. It's a lot easier.
So you can golf with one?
No, well, yes.
I'm telling you right now, whether you got one or whether you got five, nobody goes golfing to get closer to the family. They go golfing to get away from the family.
That's a good point.
Unless.
What?
Unless.
What?
It is a business networking golf outing. Lots of business is done on the golf course.
No days off.
Mickelson, Phil Mickelson. So okay, wants to be pliable, older golfer. Hey, how does he do it? How does he do it? Well, one, he's wearing Under Armour shoes, and he's outfitted in Under Armour gear, and he's got his own Alex Guerrero, taught by Alex Guerrero, on the golf course with him on a regular basis.
He's got no Kevin Plank, the CEO of Under Armour. He's not there. So we got Mickelson. We got Ricky Fowler. We got investment banker Jimmy Dunn.
Okay, investment banker. Right. Hey, I need cash. I'm trying to take this. Don't, you're laughing like it. No. Hey, Phil, can you do me a solid? I know you got this banker guy. He's got a lot of coin. I'm trying to take this thing global, but I don't want to spend my own money because who would do that, right? So hopefully he'll finance all the TB12s across the world. We're not talking about just, you know, here in the U.S., global.
Can I just apologize to all the callers who are calling up and ripping us for making a big deal about all of this crap? Those that text us, those that were on Twitter, because they were absolutely right. We wasted our time all about the OTAs and whether Tom's going to be there, because Tom was going to do whatever Tom wanted to do. And then Bill yesterday, Bill yesterday, by sitting there doing a day of cornhole at Fenway Park and then blowing the rest of the week off. Come on. I mean, come on. It's not that important.
So the first thing I thought is...
It's not that the callers, the tweeters, I apologize 1,000 times. Mm. You were right. We blew it out of proportion.
And I've heard so many different people talk about this. Like, oh, you know, they've done it before. I can't remember when they've done it before, but I guess they have.
Phil Perry said that. I believe it was Phil Perry.
Okay, so I guess that, which is fine. I always just remember it only being like one day.
One day.
It's like a surprise deal.
I read that it was like he's done it before, but it's like the last day. One day.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a reward. You guys have done really well here in the last few days. I'm going to give you the day off.
But is it 2 days following a day of cornhole?
He blew the entire week off.
It's 3 days. He blew everything off.
The whole passing.
He looked at Monday and said,
hold on.
Dude, he looked at
that boat in the water.
That might be part of it.
Well, he looked at Monday and said, Tom didn't show. What are we doing?
Hold on. I guarantee you.
Would you?
I guarantee you there'll be a show.
What are we doing this for? Who are we doing this for? Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
There'll be a show in the afternoon on the other station that will pop up and bring this one up. That's exactly what Bill wants to do.
Because
Bill's out. Bill's out.
He wants to put the water. Bill's out.
He's got 1 foot into retirement.
Oh, that's what
Bill is out.
They picked the other team.
Yeah, Bill is out.
Yeah, they want to. Yeah, he wants to put that boat in the water.
We're going
to
get that.
Steal an extra week.
Because why would Bill, the guy that is into organization and into the subtle things, and we need every single second of camps, suddenly blow off an entire week? He's done. Josh McDaniels taking over. Matter of fact, might take over the second week of October.
This is part of. So wait, is opening up the whole world like? Do you get okay? Because if you're going to be successful, if you're gonna learn from me, you got to learn in all the phases, right? So that's the work phase, grinding it out, making the sacrifices, right? And then there's a fun phase, right? Okay, so we got to get you a boat. Get yourself a boat.
Yeah.
Okay, name it something cool. Like, yep. You know, maybe cryptic. I don't know. Don't let the local people know
hashtag
what it's called.
Never again.
Yeah, something like that.
I think whatever. The local people know what it's called.
Yeah, then, you know, it's like. It's
and
like,
you know what? When he adds a ring on there, they know exactly yep. who it is.
Yeah, it's like rookies. Like when rookies would come in the league, there are certain players are like, you know, certain older players would like buy the younger guys suits.
No.
But you got to learn how to dress is what we're doing. Okay, I got to mentor you and tell you how we roll. Right? So we got to get you a suit. Maybe that's part of the equation. Because if I'm Josh McDaniels, I want to know everything. Okay, so okay, I don't really like the water, but okay, you're telling me I need to get a boat and fishing and everybody. Jimmy Johnson does it down in Key West. You know, I gotta like the horses, right? I gotta like horse racing. I hate horses. I don't like it. It's boring. But I guess like that's part of the package, right? Gotta be head coach, and you're opening up your whole world. And I guess I'm gonna have to learn
it's a whole new
to
world.
Be like you. No, nobody's buying that?
No? No, I don't feel it.
But they can't lecture us. None of them can lecture us on no days off, and every single day we do this, and Tom Brady, says that, right, every single day of camp is so important, and that's how you get to the final game, that first weekend in February. All of that stuff's off the table.
If you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life, right? Because I'm giving up mine.
Life for a life.
Now, you're playing golf in Long Island with Phil Mickelson.
See, I heard that it was.
What do you think the betting line is on that? What do you think? How many the dollars are on the table?
Good cash here.
No, you think Mickelson goes out in the course without a few bucks? You know,
oh, God no.
Exchanging hands.
Some cash involved.
When does Guerrero get up there and
do
the
$5 NASA.
Mr. Miyagi thing? Ah, my shoulder. He starts, and he sinks the putt.
It's on the first tee. He's got him doing band work.
It's family.
See, I would think so. If I'm trying to, because this is what it is. This is a business golfing.
Oh, is that what it is?
This is not fun.
This just falls into TB12 pie?
Yes. This is work.
Okay.
So because you, listen, Mickelson?
Mickelson.
Who's the other guy?
Who's the other guy? Dunn. The other guy's Dunn. Is it Jimmy Dunn? I forget what it is.
Jimmy Dunn's the investment banker.
Oh, that's
it. I don't know who
the other guy.
I don't know who the other golfer is.
Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler. Yes.
It's all about Jimmy
Dunn.
Wearing
orange.
Jimmy Dunn doesn't know it yet. Jimmy Dunn thinks he's just, you know, maybe he's a jock sniffer. Maybe he's like, oh, I'm going with Brady, two professional golfers. This would be great. How did I get so lucky to get this invite? That's the first question you got to ask yourself. Why are you so lucky, Jimmy Dunn? They want your money.
No, this is the guy he golfs with. This is the connection.
Damn it.
This is the guy who golfed with in Augusta with the CEO there of whatever company he's with.
Under Armour. Kevin Plank.
And Spieth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the connection. He's the guy that's kind of golfed with him twice now. So I don't know what the connection is.
Gets him on the course. That's what he is.
Whatever.
I like my theory.
There's certain people that get you on the course. Courses you can't normally get on.
Well, no, he's just the middleman. You know what I mean? Between the golf and PGA and whoever the golfers are.
It's not about football.
We're wasting our time.
Getting
not about money either.
Phil, you want
to
golf?
So it's really just fun.
If he's going to go to Phil Nicholson and say, Phil, do you want to golf to your 60? He's like, I can.
I know, right? I don't need your help, man.
And I will, like everyone else. What are you talking about?
There's this thing called a seniors tour.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
And we all suck together.
I can prolong your career. No, you can't. My career's good. I'm going to play for the next 15 years.
Yeah, but hey, I can make you a righty.
We just do those stupid puzzles.
I can improve your short game. Best in the world. I don't understand what you're talking about.
We wasted our time.
Tiger's nipping at your heels. Tiger sucks now. That's who he really needs to be going to right now.
You ain't kidding.
I mean, he needs to shift his focus. Stop messing with these. Go to Tiger. Tiger needs your help. Listen, Tiger, first of all, you're way too bulked up. You need to lay off the weights, right? Okay, we're going to trim you down. Yeah. We're going to pliability you.
Sure.
Pliability you?
Okay, you know, all your little kinkiness that you like, we're down sport. With that.
Now suck it.
Yeah, it's good.
Would you wear that T-shirt that he wore yesterday?
Yeah, of course I would.
You would. Okay.
I love Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah, but of course I would. You wouldn't wear a shirt that says, I love Sarah? I love Steph. Can we get it with that language, though?
It's just kind of goofy. I love my wife, and you tell your wife you love your wife.
I saw you running your ass around like crazy Saturday night when we had this little get-together.
That's a different
story. She was telling you what to do, how long to do it, when to do it. You tried to act big and tough, and she just kind of gave you a look.
Right.
And you just melted and said, right away, honey.
That wasn't a look.
That was the stink eye. I've never heard. Right away, honey, more in my life
right
than
away,
when I spent
honey.
An evening with the Ordways.
Oh,
all Sarah had to do was just give him a look. And he said he dropped his drink and scurried because he doesn't run.
I'm
his legs
fraud.
Are too short. So he kind of scurries.
I call that a run.
Boy, he turned that grill on, getting drinks, going to the store. It was so much fun to watch.
Whatever you need, honey.
And he's ragging on Brady for wearing an I Love Giselle t-shirt. He's basically doing the same thing.
Yeah. So I'm going to flip-flop. A little stupid. So they're all bailing on this. So Brady bailed on it, and Gronk bailed on it. Now Bill bailed on it, right? Bill just said, screw it.
He got word. He got word. Yeah. What? So the boat's in the water, like right now? Oh, crap. Right now. I told you not till Saturday. All right. I'll be there tomorrow. Pack it up.
So how do you even sit
there? Shut it down.
I will give you a life for a life.
How do we even sit there with a straight face now and talk about the Patriots way?
I don't know. Sit
there and say, oh, my God.
It's a new way.
Every single minute.
This is like new Coke.
Yeah, right. No, they work on every facet of the game.
The Patriots way has like as many legs, like tentacles, right? We're chopping a few of them off. There's no question about it. Yeah. But the Patriot way is still defined as doing anything for your team. You're a wide receiver. You want to play corner? We'll make you play corner.
Yeah.
It's what's best for the team. All right, but there's also another part of it, right? It's called Oprah No Days Off.
And Tom Brady.
It's called Nobody Works Harder Than Me Do. It's called Full Attendance During Voluntary OTAs Like No Other Team.
All those things. I almost feel like it's now like IHOP changed the name to IHOB, right?
Yes.
I feel like that's what
it's a great idea.
So the Patriots, they think, like, listen, we're still great. We still make pancakes and Rudy Tooty, Fresh and Tooty, whatever that whole thing is. I loved it. A bottomless coffee. We got you. But we need you to know that we also got some good burgers. This is what we call a good burger.
No, it's a good burger. When you eat it, you think it's good.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. When you take a bite into it, then you realize that it is better than you expected. That's a good burger. So that's what they're like. It's like a new version of themselves.
Now the world's flipped upside
down. Okay?
Yeah.
They just added on.
Now the world is flipped upside down.
Changing with the times.
Andrew Luck is throwing a football and Tom Brady is not. Okay. Was Harbaugh trolling them a little bit yesterday? Was he playing a little game? Was he needling Brady? Because we know in the past Brady's
probably
told him about the rules.
Yes.
Remember the rules?
I would say yes.
Brady
say?
You got to remember the rules.
Yes.
You can say that, but apparently he's right.
I think he's right.
I've got to study the rule book and, you know, figure it out.
It's so funny.
Last week of OTAs, 4 days, getting ready before the 5-6 weeks. Want to tighten some things up before camp starts. And the last 3 days, you go cornhole and give them off days. No days off. All right. Woohoo.
No days off.
Harbaugh's right.
Doesn't mean that anymore.
So my quarterback in here is a waste of freaking time.
So why don't
Garoppolo's out there working at OTAs?
See, normally if another team had done this, we would be ripping them apart. So what about this? They're young players.
No, but done what?
Hold on. Canceled the entire week.
No, okay. No, actually, they wouldn't.
Why wouldn't
we? We wouldn't know about it.
No, I'm just saying if like some team out there that had the whole team there, including the quarterback, had canceled the last 2 days, you'd say, yeah, you know what? They had a good OTAs. They accomplished a lot. But here, because your quarterback never showed, it turns into a different discussion. Yeah,
probably. And that might have had something to do with it.
That's the reason why they canceled it. They're not getting anything done.
Maybe, but the influence, we keep on talking, and we have over the years, that the influence on the young players of understanding what it's like to be part of this organization, that you turn over every rock, every single thing must be done every single day, every little detail or whatever. And then they come in, these new kids, and they suddenly say, we're going to play cornhole on Monday. And then the next day you show up and Bill says, you're done. We'll see you on July the 20th or whatever. And you're sitting there going, what the hell? This life is easy. This is
them.
NFL life.
Other than the fact that I'm wearing 58 and 51, you know, that's pretty cool.
Exactly. Big deal. That's embarrassing. Wearing 58. I'm a quarterback.
The cornhole was the first sign. Like, okay, completely exaggerated the hell out of this story. Like, we beat this thing to death. Then it's like, you know what? Screw it. Because I was hearing, like, even Chatham, our boy Chatham, breaking it down, Chatham.
XO?
X in and O ended up on Nesson last night.
Oh, 22.
Yep. And he was like, well, you know, at this point in time, you know, what else, you know, the coach, what else do you have to do?
Chatham was downplaying it.
Yeah. What else do you have to do? Well, I can say there's a lot of guys that have a lot to do. Leave the rookies. Leave the second and third year players.
What else do you have to do?
The haze in the barn.
It is?
I've been
out there for 12 days.
The hay is in the barn. And that's what it is.
Can't you say that like the last couple of days of actual training camp?
Yeah, I don't.
You know
what I mean?
At the end of spring training, you're like, dude, what are we doing here? We've done everything. At the end of camp, we've done everything. But OTAs, there's nothing more to do?
Nope.
Is that what we're going with now? We will throw every excuse out there to say, you people, just such exaggerating, typical sports radio, you're just making things up. It's no big deal. Who cares your quarterback ain't there? Who cares that they canceled the last 3 days, essentially, of OTAs? Nothing's different. Nothing's changed. and they keep telling them, nothing's different. Nothing's changed. Yeah. I swear cracked. Nothing's changed.
They can't
Please
do that.
Tell me nothing's changed.
Help! But you can't go there. If that's what Chatham is doing, all of the things that people like Matt Chatham have been saying over the years that we've bought into of, you do this extra work and it really pays off, in December and January.
Well, other teams are canceling the last day of the Pats on because their attention to details like no other. Right. But it's okay to miss the last 3 days.
Then stop it. Then none of that stuff meant anything. That it's not that important. And we overrated it initially. Because you can't sit there and rave about how the Patriots, dot every I, cross every T, unlike the other franchises in the league. And then suddenly when the Patriots decide they're not going to do it and they blow off the whole week and a couple of hours of cornhole, guess what? You can't sit there and say, it's okay. It's not a big deal. That all you're doing is you just all you're doing is sucking up to the Patriots.
Back to the Harbaugh point. Yeah. I think they're trolling the Patriots in a couple different ways. Definitely when Harbaugh was talking about the quarterback position, how important it is, and you can't do anything, and blah, blah, blah. The other one is Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. I
love him, by the way. Did you see all the stuff coming out of
Lamar Jackson. they're young Michael Vick, and they're just, Joe Flacco, I'm sure, is going to be crapping himself. That guy,
I think part of it is to get Flacco off his ass, don't you?
Well, but I don't think Flacco's going to lose his job. I don't think there's anything other than getting hurt. Lamar Jackson is going to play.
Oh, they're using him at different positions.
Yeah, he's
right
going
now
to play, and what that he's going to be the next Cordell Stewart. That's the way they're going to progress him into a starting role eventually. Cordell Stewart did the same thing.
Yeah,
with Neil O'Donnell with Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Well, thank you.
And so they'll throw it back at the Patriots because everybody said the day of the draft, the Patriots wanted Lamar Jackson. Is that what he's doing? Is that what Harbaugh's doing?
Yeah, I'm not
buying that one.
So it's like, oh, we got a great young quarterback in the draft. Do you anymore?
Exactly.
You
yes.
You traded yours, didn't you?
You don't think that there's like other teams are throwing shade at you don't think that happens?
Yeah,
I think other teams,
not just the Patriots, but in general. Here's the thing is that they're all, because they're all connected in some weird way.
But I also think other teams.
Ozzie Newsome is been connected to Bill forever.
Yeah, but like the other teams, like the Baltimore Ravens, should be very careful because they can do. The Patriots are still going to kick their ass, and the Patriots are still going to be 12-4 with all this crap that we're talking about now. We'll see what happens, but you're really going to troll the Patriots right now? It ain't over. Wait till Tom and Bill leave, and then you can start trolling the Patriots. That's my advice to you.
No, I'm not saying there's
wait
not going to be.
I'm not saying
isn't going to be consequences and repercussions. What I'm saying is that they're doing it. And Harbaugh, out of anybody,
he needs to be reprimanded in some form or fashion.
But we can't do it both ways. If we're sitting there praising the Patriots
for
spending every minute of every hour to prepare for all of these games, and that's why nothing catches them by surprise in February or January, we can't sit there suddenly this week and say, oh, what's the big deal? They're going to take 3 days. Well,
they're no different. Here's newsflash. There's other teams. They practice as well, and they sacrifice and dedicate lots of time.
I'm with you.
Do the same thing.
I'm with you. We can't play the game anymore. People play the game. Matt Chatham plays the game. Others play the game. Can't play the game anymore.
I got a question for you.
Maybe they're just better than everybody else.
Is this a tease?
I'm looking at the clock. It should be a tease.
I hope not.
I don't know.
No, it's what it is. You got a question for us. What's the question?
When you look at the Bill Belichick tree.
So it's not a tease.
Okay. No. When you look at the Bill Belichick tree.
It's agriculture.
Yeah, okay. Yep,
okay.
Tree.
Do you consider Mike Vrabel one of the, like a branch off that tree?
Yes.
As a head coach? Hey, very
yes.
Well, the slight technicality because he wasn't a coach. He's a player. Because he learned.
Urban Meyer and Bill O'Brien. And those are his head coaches.
He learned the game under Bill.
But that's like a branch.
He learned how to coach with the other guys.
That's a branch, though.
No, it's funny. Like, they're major branches. Matt Patricia and Mike Vrabel.
But you got major branches, and then you got these little things that are coming off on the sides. He's got a little thing coming off
on the
sides.
He's the ones you tear down, like, in winter and spring.
Once you step back to clean up the tree.
He's not a Mike Vrabel. No,
you want him to fail so badly.
He's not a Bill Belichick.
It's almost like he's protecting himself.
He's a player, but he learned under Urban Meyer.
Who cares?
You're right.
It's a technicality. You're right.
They're lumping. I just saw an art, and I'm here to protect my boy Briggs. I'm here to stick up for him.
Yeah, sure you
because there's a long list of Patriot ex-coaches that are underneath that little tree.
Who cares?
That have had no success.
Lou, you care?
The road to part of the tree or not?
It's a stupid question.
I'm here to help him. Stop putting him under that umbrella.
It's a waste of time. Can we take a break now? The break would be far more valuable than you going on for another 5 seconds. All right, let's get to the phone call. 617-779-7937. We apologize. We wasted your time about all that.
Text the show at 37937. Tell Glenn how you really feel.
I really like the text line, but I just don't see why they gotta be so mean.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This offseason is going to be about my family. There's more to think about than just me, and I think that's what you commit to when you have a family, and they commit a lot to me. You know, that obviously goes both ways.
Check out that family tree. Nicholson may be on it. Ricky Fowler may be on it. This guy, Jimmy Dunn.
Distant cousins.
They'd be on it. I don't know what the investment banker Jimmy Dunn's like. Maybe the comedian Jimmy Dunn. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's a different guy. Maybe we've got it confused. All right, let's get to the phone calls on this. Scott's in Brockton. What's up, Scott? Hello, Scott.
Yes, I just had a couple points.
Good.
I think that Pete Carroll, do you guys believe in Belichick's theory of getting rid of somebody a year early instead of a year late?
Yes.
Yes, that and that the earth is flat. I do. Yes.
I believe in that too. And Pete Carroll screwed up a Super Bowl and he lost some key players on his team.
Right.
They lost the message and now they're falling apart. I think Belichick screwed up a Super Bowl.
Right.
Otherwise, I think a leak would have come out about the Butler thing and Patricia wouldn't have snatched him up as quickly as he did if there was a reason behind it that would vindicate Belichick. And
who did?
What was that?
Who snatched what?
Patricia snatching up Butler. I think if there was a real reason why Butler wasn't played, Patricia wouldn't have snatched him up so quickly, and a leak would have come out.
Patricia didn't Belichick. Snap him up, but go ahead. You're off to a good run.
He's not playing with Patricia this year.
No, because he didn't want to run. They have to run in Detroit. He didn't want to run.
All right.
So you're saying that Belichick – let's try to get to it because you're going a roundabout way.
Sorry.
So you're saying that Belichick sabotaged the Super Bowl, and now he's trying to sabotage the 2018 season.
Well, no, I don't think he sabotaged the Super Bowl. I think that he blew it, that he didn't play Butler, and it wasn't what was best for the team.
Right.
But he did it anyways, for personal reasons, and that I think that he lost key players on the team as far as getting his message of doing what's best for the team no matter what. Mm-hmm. I think when he did that, now the guys aren't hearing his message, and when it reaches that point...
Just call off all the practices.
Yeah.
No, when it reaches that point, I mean, what do you do? I mean,
I think you're bringing up a great point, but I would look at Lane Johnson. I think he did not like the comment made by the team that beat them during the Super Bowl, and he said, "You know what? I'll show that Lane Johnson. I'm going to let the guys have the whole week off. I'm going to do a little cornhole on Monday, no heavy lifting, right? And then the rest of the week they have the week off. And then can the Eagles bitch about it now? Can they say that it's not fun?" Playing for Belichick, how much fun is it if Joey came in here right now and said, "Hey guys, take the next few days off."
That's fun.
You know, we got.
Wouldn't
this,
that be good?
That's fun.
We got this Jimmy Dunn guy completely wrong.
What do you mean?
He's not just some guy.
He owns some big companies.
No, are we talking? Is this the Jimmy Dunn?
He's a golfer,
the 9/11 Jimmy Dunn guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy we're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a different story.
I was just joking about the comedian Jimmy Dunn. He's a
local
comedian.
I completely let that gloss over
big,
because
big
I don't
investment
care.
Banker.
I don't know
go back
big,
to the tree.
No.
Big investment banker.
No,
it's a golfer. Try to go tour type of thing.
Yes, no. Okay. And avoided 9/11 because amateur. Okay.
Yes.
But paints a different story now.
He played golf instead.
Investment banker.
It plays a different story because he's a warrior. He's got a great story to tell.
You know what you're doing?
Got a warrior spirit.
I'm kind of molding it as I go.
What you're doing is you're trying to fill out your little pie over there, right? That's
what
you're
trying
to do. Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out what it really is.
Yeah. Your pie's looking pretty good, I got to tell you. Let's go to Dave in a car. Hi, Dave.
Hey, gents. The only way you can really measure this is at the end of the season. If they, God forbid, don't make the playoffs, which is probably impossible, or they don't go to the Super Bowl, or they go to the Super Bowl and lay an egg again, then you can measure.
So, Dave, I'll just say this quick. You can get your point. I don't like them doing this because I think a lot of it has to do with your quarterback's not there, so who the hell cares? But if they lose in the postseason, it's not going to be because of 2 days off here in June.
No, but could it be because Brady didn't show up for the volunteer? If every year he's shown up and been there from you know, 7 a.m. or whatever time they get there till the end of the day, working hard, working with his team, getting on the same page. Now, all of a sudden this year, he's deviated from that you know, process. Then you could therefore look back and say, this may have had an effect and tied it together.
Well, we'll do that, Dave, because that's what we all do. I mean, we'll throw that into the
kitchen. I wouldn't even do that.
But you might.
My bigger concern, though, guys, is after Edelman, which, you know, he could be gone for four games, very likely gone for four games, who's your top receiver besides Gronk?
Well, exactly.
Gronk.
That's why you should be here. And where it'll come up, where I'll blame him, is more so in years past, is those first four games, those first five games, or a guy like Jordan Matthews never finds it and gets buried in, like, the, you know, in the guy that he doesn't trust. You know, Tom doesn't trust him, you know, because he doesn't show up the first three or four weeks, or there's some interceptions or miscommunication. All those miscommunications early in the year, I'm not going to put on these new wide receivers. It's going to be more on Tom. And I know it's only a few weeks here, 3 weeks, but still, those things are, they complain all the time about they don't have enough practice time to get on the same page. And that's why these days are valuable. So in years past, it was like, oh, this guy's just not on the same page with Tom and he doesn't trust him, whether it's Dwayne Allen or whoever the hell it might be. You know, you can't afford to have a full season of Jordan Matthews, who you brought in here to be a guy who, you know, to actually contribute. And just not have Tom doesn't have trust in him.
That's the worst
part. Well, the reason
you
don't trust him is because you haven't worked with him.
No, that's a good point. And if he's off and we see that there's no connection with some of these receivers.
But if they lose in the AFC title game, we're going to be talking about these two games?
No. People will because they connect it, Lou, but you're right.
Somehow there'll be a line drawn
there will
between.
Be. There always is.
You know, if they only would have practiced those last 3 days and that last week of OTA.
Cornhole at Fenway screwed the whole season.
I'm never playing cornhole again.
But what does it tell you? What does it tell you that Dwayne Allen's been like it? Every single practice, he's been through all of this stuff.
I heard
and Brady still doesn't trust him.
I read the worst report on him.
Really?
It's that he was getting physically pushed around in shorts. In shorts.
He's a pretty big guy.
Like he's really big. I mean, that's the one thing. So if you can only do one thing, and that's block, like you can never, ever lose. That's it. That's all he does.
That is
then why are you on the field?
Yeah, something.
Put Hollister out there. Just hey, dude. I know you can't block anybody. Just get in the way, because it's basically what Allen's doing right now.
That is one difference with like football. It's like than baseball. Like you said, you have a report that Dwayne Allen's getting thrown around at OTAs, so his job might be in jeopardy in camp or the season or what, you know, whatever. Like in baseball, you show up at spring training and nobody. If you're like a guy that's been in the league, it's like whatever. Just get. Oh, you started off 0-14. Who cares? Oh, you struck out a couple. Who cares? You're getting ready for the regular season. We know this. You're going to start off slow. You're going to kind of get to that point eventually. Whereas football, it seems like, you look bad in OTAs. We're going to cut him in the offseason. Like, he might get cut before the camp even starts.
Well, here's Robin Hingham.
Because of OTAs.
Hello, Rob.
Yeah.
It happens in
the
league.
Okay, guys. What's up? On the Patriots, the preface is I think it's possible that Guerrero has prescribed banned substances. That's my preface, okay? So turn to Edelman for a minute. Can't we find out whether he was working with any other trainer other than Guerrero? I got to believe that some reporter can find that out.
Well, they already have, and he does. I don't understand.
So we know that he definitely worked with other trainers?
Yes.
Yes, we do know that.
Strength coaches. I mean, call them trainers is a different category. But
masseuses, like, strength coaches.
Well, he's working with
different things.
Well, he's also working with the Patriots staff, Rob.
Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. Is it possible, though, that any other of those individuals might have given him banned substances, or is the finger pointed directly at Guerrero? Is Guerrero the most likely one?
No, the finger isn't pointed at anyone. Everyone's
you know
under
what?
The cloud, unfortunately.
You know what
I mean, if you're a personal trainer and one of your clients gets banged, I'm sorry, it's going to come back to you, and it's not a good thing, right? So Guerrero's one of them. He comes out with a statement right away, and he has others.
You know,
nobody knows where it came from.
You know the finger that really you need to focus on?
Edelman.
No, it's the thumb. It's that thumb. It's pointing right back at you.
Thank you, Christian.
Oh, good.
It's right at you.
Hey, try it.
You
know, try
you're trying to blame somebody else. And, you know, when I try to do that, I always still. Now I'm using
you're
it.
Pointing
it's pointing
at
you now.
Yeah, you're pointing low. It's all on Edelman.
It is.
It's all on Edelman.
Well, it's on Edelman because he made the final decision. But. Like, I don't know too many athletes that do that much research and go find it on their own. There's always influence by someone that says, hey, if you're interested.
Okay. That being the case, one last comment. Do you think then it's possible that Gronk and Brady have a concern that it was Guerrero and that he might have given them the same thing. That
you're talking about unknowingly?
Yes.
Because if it's... No, I don't. Well, unknowingly,
Rob,
I don't
Rob, you just said it.
That's
you
the
just
player's
pointed,
defense, unknowingly, but you, I don't buy it.
You just pointed the finger at Edelman. If you're pointing the finger at Edelman for him getting caught, then why wouldn't you point the finger at Brady and Gronk if they got caught?
I am. No, and are they worried about that?
You're pointing it at Guerrero.
I believe Edelman when he says, I don't know what happened. I really think that's how he
feels. Oh, he knows what happened.
You believe him. Of course you do.
No. Come on. I don't. Come on, Rob. He knows what happened. He found, you know, somebody who was going to help him recover quicker. He's 32 years of age. Come on.
Yeah, here's what I believe.
He's got to say that right now while it's under appeal, doesn't he?
I'm just saying, when it comes to my own experience, and like, you know, in baseball, obviously, it was a lot of places. The younger kids that are like fighting to get there, that will
young
take
Dominican
some
baseball player.
Oh yeah, they'll take advice. Right. Advice from right. some a trainer, sure, the Dominican or wherever it might be, or you know that sort of like just take this stuff; it'll help.
Yeah.
And they don't ask questions, right? And then they see the results, and they're all excited.
Yeah.
But when you've been in leagues long enough, and you've been a professional athlete long enough at the highest level, and you get to the big leagues or the NFL or NBA or whatever it is, if you don't know everything that's going in your body, first off, I think all of them do. Then shame on you. You never would ever take it. Now, NFL now has everything is NFL approved on all of these substances and whatever it is, GNC, whatever stuff you can claim that I didn't know was in it. But you're at that level, you ask questions, and it's up to you to know everything that goes into your body. You don't just blindly, some guy say, hey, take this. You're like, what is it? You know, I'm not taking it. I don't want to get in trouble. What is it? I mean, maybe, like I said, a younger kid who just doesn't know or might just do whatever it takes. But you're at that level. You don't unknowingly take a damn thing.
Not a 32-year-old player who's coming back from a
well,
serious
I mean,
injury.
Not necessarily, though. But, I mean, are you talking about over-the-counter stuff?
Well, yeah. Weren't you careful when you took some of that?
Like, you know, how they categorize certain things, right? Like, one day, it's you can look at the packaging.
Anything over-the-counter stuff, if it doesn't say NFL approved, you don't take it. There's an NFL little logo on these things. And, like, MLB is starting to do it, too. It's his NFL logo. Okay, it's approved. If you're not taking something with that logo on, then shame on you. Then that's not unknowingly. You're doing something, you know, it's stupid.
Then I guess what you used to have to do is grab that stuff and physically bring it in to the trainers and then have them approve it. But even then, they're not chemists.
So, no, of course you're going to do that. But if you're 32, you're coming back from a serious injury.
Let them take everything.
And I don't have
Seriously,
a problem
there
with
should
it.
Not be a
I already said it. I know.
You want to take steroids? You want to be a juice head? Be a juice head.
Right.
You're going to tear every damn muscle in your body. You want to heal? Want to recover? Take some HGH.
I was going to say.
I got a guy.
If you're trying to come back from a serious injury like that, you're 32. I don't have a problem with somebody taking HGH. Matter of fact, I think they probably should approve it, okay, in the league. Because let's face it, he's not going to face any scrutiny in any of this. Nobody is going to sit there and forever destroy Julian Edelman's career. It's football.
Who is it? You want to do this afterwards? Who was the guy that said that guys around the league suspected him of doing something
we'll
anyways?
We'll get to that. It's a good tease. That's a good tease. Leave it right
there. Who was that guy?
Down.
Who was no, that guy? Are you going to tell me when we come back?
Tease.
See how much better I'm getting at this?
Dummy.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Right, we're back here in the program, gentlemen.
Sorry.
Everybody's doing research during the break.
Everybody's working on the craze.
He's doing research.
I love when these mic up, guys.
Christian's taking a dump. The rest of us are doing research.
What are you talking about?
Whatever. So you got to hear what some of these people are saying about the settlement stuff. It's really funny. Chris Sims, who does have a hair across his ass for, I thought it was just for Tom Brady. Maybe it's for the entire Patriots. But he's on with Adam Lefko. And this is Chris Sims on the Julian Edelman stuff.
Julian Edelman is one of the guys that is just through years of conversation here and there where guys, you know, having a hey, what, do you think he's on something? Like, well, those kind of things. That happens a lot.
Damn.
Right. Well, like I said, it's a special build. It's a special wiring because people have always marveled about Julian a little bit. Players like Julian, black or white, slot receiver, And he was one of the few I can always say, but damn, he looks like he's faster January 9th than he was September 9th. And that was always a little bit, I think, red flags for a lot of people in football.
You're telling me that people have been thinking this way about Julian for a long time?
Julian Edelman's been, there's a lot of people that, yes, they've been suspect of Julian Edelman.
So, first of all, what does black and white have to do with it? Did that play into it? Why did he have to throw that line in there? He had to throw that line in there? Okay.
Let me just ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You watch football for a long time. Yeah. Lou, you're a fanatic. Have you ever looked at him and thought that?
No,
at any point in time, did you look at Julian Edelman with his size and his speed and said, you
first
know
off, I'll say this.
He's cheating.
I gotta look at everybody, right?
Right.
But I'm just saying, what does he fit? Like, he's had an injury history.
Yeah.
He hasn't exactly been a guy that's on the field every single day. He takes his punishment.
Yes.
And so what Chris Sims is telling me, that they had the same conversations about Wes Welker? Because Wes Welker actually played more than this kid did.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? There's been some injuries for Julian. So, I mean, I just think it's careless to come out and be like, oh, yeah, no, everyone's always been talking about him. I mean,
how does he do it?
I swear to God.
Well, you know what? I would say the same thing. I mean, it's because I look at that specific position and I try to remember how it started. Like, who started that position? I really think it was Ben Coates, who was used to run this little option route. You know, they used to flex him out and Drew Bledsoe would just chuck on the ball and it didn't matter what else was going on. He was catching 100 passes. And then it was Troy Brown. You ever think that about Troy Brown? How does he do it? How does
I'm
going?
Just saying, at Wes Welker,
and I'm just going down the line. Then it goes to Wes Welker, Deion Branch, David Givens. And when I heard it, I think it's a real careless.
Yeah, it is.
Of course
just
it is.
Lazy.
It is.
You know, but now that there's this story out, like that he got pegged, it's like, well, he's been doing it all along.
But how do you pick him out versus any other player in the NFL? I would look at it this way and say,
I don't know how Jordy Nelson does it.
Right.
I have no idea.
I would not be shocked.
There's a lot of guys.
I would not be shocked if anybody.
Le'Veon Bell, I've never seen a back like that. You see the way he runs the ball? He kind of pauses. It's got to be drugs.
I would not.
The way you're telling me that people have been thinking this way about Julian for a long time.
Julian Edelman's been. There's a lot of people that, yes.
Oh, that's true.
They've been suspect of Julian
Edelman. No, I think you could say that about any player in that league.
Yes. Wouldn't you say that about Gronk?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe Gronk before Edelman.
Yeah.
Everyone. Black or white.
But I'm just saying, like, Welker.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You look at Welker, and his time in New England, 16 games, 14 games, 15
Very
games,
reliable.
16 games.
How did he do that?
He was there each and every week. And when you look at Edelman, he doesn't have that kind of track record. The dude gets banged up because he plays so hard. He gets a lot of injuries. He misses a lot of games over the course of time in his career here in New England.
I mean, how old is Edelman right now?
13 games, 9 games, 16, 14, 9. 34? Missed a whole year.
32.
Oh, he's 32. Here's what happens, though. You know, you take that with the age off the injury, and then, you know, you kind of make up your own mind from there on out.
Just looking at this Mike Florio report we're just going to put in front of us. He just posted this thing. 3 days before the draft, Patriots are making calls about a possible Rob Gronkowski trade. He says, per league source, the Patriots were calling other teams about a possible Gronkowski trade as recently as 3 days before the draft. Coincidentally or not, Gronkowski ended nearly 3 months of uncertainty regarding his future by declaring publicly that he'd play in 2018 2 days before the draft. That was that meeting with Belichick, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not known what the Patriots wanted or whether the deal was actually close. If it was, it never got to the point where Brady made a power play and Kraft made a boss move, literally. So it never got to that point, Florio's saying. Some think the Patriots are hoping to add assets needed to make a move for quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Well, why does this surprise anybody? We talked about this at the time. If Gronk is not on board, Gronk is the guy that you can possibly deal away. I don't think any of this is surprising. The fact that he's actually nixing the biggest part of the story, and that was that Tom Brady was going to retire or walk away from the game if you know Gronk was traded. That certainly isn't there.
Why do you think Gronk met with Brady 3 days before the draft? Before the draft. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Like, he probably had a conversation about it.
This is exactly what it was discussed about.
Yeah, but
what's the deal with your future? Because I got to be honest with you, Gronk. Your name got thrown out there yesterday. We got the drafts in a couple of days. I need to know. Guys, am I drafting a tight end? Are you going to be here this year? Do I need to move on from you? Are we going to get this thing done? Do you want to play here? So they have a conversation. Everything gets straightened out. And okay, we move on.
Well, that was the motocross thing, wasn't it? The motocross press conference. Wasn't that right around that time? What day was that? So he did that. And after he did that, we all sat here and said, what the bleep is he doing? And if you're Belichick, you're going to be pissed off at this whole motocross thing. Absolutely.
See, I think it was
so why aren't you going to have a conversation with Gronk at that point and say, Gronk, what is it, man? Do you want to play football? really care about this? Do you really want to do this? I tell you what, we'll play cornhole, and then I'll give you a couple days off when we do the OTAs.
Well,
I don't even think
it was that, hey, we got to, we may have to, this could possibly happen. Like it was like, dude, we are going to trade your ass.
Yes, maybe.
Like, okay, commit now, or you will be traded. And you won't get anything.
See, I think it goes back to what Lou originally, his original theory on all of this is that Gronk never wanted to be traded, never wanted to be separated from Brady. Feared what existed out there in the real world without Tom Brady. And so maybe Belichick realized all this and did exactly that. So exactly what you just said, Christian. You know what? I'll trade your ass. You want to do this motocross? You want to do this crap? I'm not putting up with this crap. We don't deal with that around here. I'm not going to deal with it. You either play football.
Well, he poked
them
a little bit too much. I mean, they were kind of allowing it to happen and not really doing anything about it.
Because Belichick was trying to ease up a little bit on these guys.
Oh, that's right. Because he heard that he needed to change his ways.
Right. Look at that, Patricia.
Too much of a heavy hand. Oh, okay. All right.
I don't want to talk about it.
But this does make sense, the story that Florio has today, because I remember us talking about all of this, that conversation happened. Notice the motocross thing, after they met, that was a different Gronk.
Well,
remember that?
Different Gronk. Here's where the story kind of loses me, when everyone kind of does their old, like, they end the story for you. Okay, was Gronk shopped? Yes. Did the Patriots call other teams about Gronk? Yes. Maybe for a possible trade before their jet? Yes. Okay, that's it. But when people add on, oh, but you know what? It's like those old, like, you know, grammar school books where you could, you know, change the ending if you want. You know,
you had books where you could change the ending.
No, with pictures, lots of pictures.
Really?
You know, but then what happened was, okay, so I'm gonna go. Okay, we're gonna do this. We're gonna go around a circle. You're gonna go after me. Okay, then you're gonna go after Glenn. Okay, here's how it's gonna work. So the story ends right here's the here. Hold on. Here's Florio's piece. All right. So Per league source, the Patriots were calling other teams about a possible Gronkowski trade as recently as 3 days before the draft. Then, Kraft heard about it as he was on his private jet going to see Trump in secret, by the way, and decided to call Bill and said, go, Glenn.
I got nothing.
You suck.
You suck. You're so bad. You were a theater major, and you can't do an impromptu acting job. Come on!
I'm not doing an improv, aren't you? This is real life. This is not.
You know what? You know what? That's my problem with you. Lou was ready. I should have went with Lou first.
Yeah,
Lou buys in.
Lou buys
in.
Because I thought you were coming at me with Tom.
I went.
And I was like, I'm
going to
freaking retire if you do this.
No disrespect.
I'm telling you right now, you better draft Baker Mayfield because my ass is out.
You want another chance? You want to follow him?
Try it again. I don't like this Bill. I do not like this. But he's not going to retire.
You were a theater
Do you
major.
Think Brady was going
theater,
to retire?
You're on General
talking
Hospital.
About real life. You want to act
you
all the time.
Suck,
you want to act and do stupid impressions.
So
that's what you want to do.
Beyond what's worse than sucking?
Well, I don't like this Bill.
He was trying to do a Kraft impression.
Does anybody really believe? Does anybody really believe that
Brady
threatened retirement? I do not buy into
that
at all.
Take that and use it as fuel for your next role. Like, next time I pass to you, you got to accept it. Accept the torch.
Just goofy.
I don't think he was listening to you.
He wasn't.
Yeah. He was looking at something else.
No, I was trying to phase you out.
Yeah, that's not good.
Really?
That's not good. Well played, though.
Jesus.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Do you think Brady was really threatening retirement? Do you believe that?
Not even listening to you.
Do you believe that?
Oh, my God. What is Steve Harvey doing today? Who's on his show?
Steve Harvey show is over now.
Steve Harvey, no,
it's
is that?
Over.
Oh, it's The View.
It's just The View.
Mm-hmm. What did all
the want to watch The View?
This
Joy Behar.
What is she talking about? Huh? Who is this?
Meghan McCain.
Want to
do updates on the view? Do you really believe? Let me ask you this before we take the break. Do you really believe that Tom Brady threatened retirement? That's the best part about it. Do you believe that? He's not listening.
Oh,
to
what
me.
Were you talking?
Do you believe?
Oh, you want me to play along?
Do you believe? I do not believe. This is legitimate real life and not acting. Okay? Does anybody really believe that Brady threatened to retire? I don't believe.
Can we get?
No, I think he retires when he wants to retire.
Thank you.
But he might be a little bit more vocal than maybe he has in the past when others have left. And voices displeasure.
Well, I think he's probably been
pissed
off.
You guys are giving
off.
Him too much
you don't
credit
think he's
like
been...
he's some sort of boss man, like rolling in, like walking tall with a big 2x4 on his shoulder.
Well, that was my point I'm just making. Okay? I know you like
to do it. I wasn't listening to you. I was listening to Lou.
I know you like to do it in costume with an impersonating voice. I know you like to do
that. See, again, lone wolf. Of course, lone wolf.
All right. You know what we got to get to? We got to get to the Kyrie Irving story because the national media is falling for it Hood. Hood? What's the saying?
Hook.
It's hood, line, and
sinker. Slipper. Thank you very much. Hood very good, line. Paul. That's what they're falling for right now. They are all over this thing like the Celtics need to unload Kyrie Irving right now. This is classic. This is great. We'll get to all of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.